Lecture topic, talking less and meeting less is most important in the road to Allah Ta'ala.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Every Nabi that came in this world gave only one message. And that message is, apne tabiyat ko shariat bana do. Apne tabiyat ko shariat bana do. Make your tabiyat a way of life, in other words, shariat. Everything that you do in this world must be according to Sharia. That's a meaning, in short. Your way of life must be completely everything, no matter what you're doing. It must be according to Sharia, and a person can only do according to Sharia if he does not follow his nafs. Does not follow his nafs. The biggest enemy in one's life is the nafs. Nafs causes all the harms to you. So you must not become a follower of the nafs. You must follow the follow of Allah, the command of Allah. When a person begins to follow his nafs, then when his nafs tells him to do something, he follows it. Some say not to do it, won't do it. Anything that he does, he enjoys it. The nafs say you enjoy it, you do it. The next day you do not enjoy it, you won't do it. Because he's not following Allah's command. Sometimes a person needs namaz. He enjoys the namaz, the enjoyment is there, the feeling is there, all kind of conditions he's experiencing. But the next day it so happens that he's no more that condition. It's a complete different condition, all kind of thoughts come in his mind, no desire to do it too. So the day that comes, he leaves it. And the day when he's experiencing all those conditions that I mentioned, he carries on doing it. What is he doing? He's following what? His nafs. He's not following the command of Allah. The command of Allah, in any condition, you follow his nafs or ibadat. In ibadat, whatever it is, you follow it completely. And that is what you call to strive all the time. A strive. There's a strive all the time. In the road to Allah Ta'ala, there is a strive and strive all the time. There is no end to a strive. That strive what is called mujahida. That mujahida is talking of وَالَّذْنَ جَاهُوا فِينَا وَالَّذْنَ جَاهُوا فِينَا. The strive is there in a man's life. Whatever difficulties and sorrow and grief he faces, he experiences, no matter what it is beyond his power. Whatever difficulties is beyond his power. You cannot remove those difficulties and sorrow and grief. What you are doing is beyond his real ikhtiyar. It is not in your ikhtiyar, not your power. So that is something that is beyond you. But you continue still experiencing those things. But you not. The thing is this, but when you're experiencing those things, you do not leave because of the experience you have faced. But you know that there is some benefit in everything that you do. There is benefit. And that's the most benefit. Allah Ta'ala promised that person, whoso strive in our path, for sure we will guide them. Allah Ta'ala says it in the Quran. Whosoever strive, this word strive is very important. Jahadu, strive. You're not going to get it the easy way. You have to strive for the thing to get it. No man going to, it's not as easy, the road is not that easy as you think. You have to strive for it. In this world too, when you're going to get something, you strive for it. Whatever position you want, whatever studies you do, they just strive for it. The man strives to that end that he even sacrifices his family, his time, pleasure and food also to strive for the certain thing, the aim he's got in him. Likewise, there is a strive in the right to Allah Ta'ala, there is an aim that you have in you. That strive must continue all the time. On this part, Allah Ta'ala says, as long as you strive in the sins, Allah muhibbul muhsineen, Allah Ta'ala is with those people who are doing good. In other words, those people are doing good all the time, Allah Ta'ala is with them all the time. Allah is giving you that sign of encouragement, that do not feel despondent when you carry on in this path. In this path you face all kind of conditions. Do not get despondent. I am with you all the time. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. when the kuffar, the harm that he caused to him to that extent, you must know what persecution he underwent. But all that Allah Ta'ala should tell him, do not get despondent. Turn towards me. And you turn towards me, I am with you. Likewise, yet when a person doing any ibadah, whatever he is doing in this world, he must not get despondent and come and wait to this condition, that condition, carry on. You carry on in that condition, Allah Ta'ala says, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin, I am among those, I love those people, become very close to me. You know, they are the people who Allah says. And remember, it's beginning, difficult to go against one's nafs. It's very difficult to go against nafs. Shaitan is not the problem. Your nafs is the problem. Do not blame Shaitan for your wrongdoings. Blame yourself for what he's doing, what wrong you're doing. And it's most difficult today to stop yourself, to suppress yourself from going against your nafs. So nafs, that's why Nabi Karim says, oh Allah, do not leave me one second, the blink of the eye, do not hand me to nafs. Who's saying that? Rasulullah says, do not hand me. He's telling us the same lesson, do not hand me, oh Allah, but we make the same dua, do not hand me in the hand of the nafs for one second too, because once you get victim of nafs, you lost everything. You lost everything. So the strife is always there, Allah keep it. And the trust must be there in Allah Ta'ala. When a person is doing something, he has to have trust in someone too. If you don't have trust in that person, what can you do? You take the road, but you have trust in Allah. I'm taking this road, Allah, I need your help. That complete trust you must have. So man, when he taken this route to Allah Ta'ala, the trust will be so strong that whatever difficulties and hardship he's facing, he knows that the end result will be some benefit in it. Some benefit. That benefit must be there, you know. For example, you see a person that does not need namaz at all. Doesn't need namaz at all. And now he wants to read namaz. Now what happens? There's a fight between him and his nafs. Now all the years he got in namaz, to turn to namaz is not going to be easy for him. It's not going to be easy for him at all. Because one said the nafs is that tomorrow. We say tomorrow, tomorrow never comes. But now he decides, I'm going to go against my nafs and perform namaz. Then continue the namaz in that condition, go against your nafs. I'll give an example. To make his zikr very easy, you know that. To make zikr very easy, we wake up for Fajr namaz. Especially now, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Now you come to know your true story, your true test. Now you're going to wake up, your nafs tell you, no, not wake up now. And if you did not wake up, to how did you feel about it? Most importantly, you did not wake up due to other circumstances, I don't say anything. Due to circumstances, one cannot say anything. But when the nafs made him not to wake up, his eyes opened, and still his nafs told him to sleep away, what did he do? Your zikr, where your zikr went away to? Your Quran, where it went away to? All that we look into it very carefully, what happened to it? What happened? Because why? You fell into the trap of your nafs. So when a person reads namaz all the time, continues namaz to that state, no matter what happens, he don't read namaz all the time. In masjid, enjoy no enjoyment. In the way to Allah is no enjoyment. In the way Allah Ta'ala is to be obedient. There's only one thing, the way to road to Allah is obedience. Enjoyment is not in it. Your person begins enjoyment, that means he's not obedient to Allah. Because when he enjoys something, he does it. He does not enjoy, he does not do it. It's obedience, total obedience. So you must remember to turn your bad habits into good. It's not easy. You have to fight your nafs all the time. Strive on it. You have to fight. Allah is looking at that. Look at my banda. He's turning towards me no matter how much he says, Allah, I'm going to still read namaz. No matter what, I'm going to read my namaz. No matter what happened, I'm going to read my namaz. The time will come to that extent, he will not even eat till he read namaz. I know people to that extent when they live, they should be so much of namaz, they become so strong, when they undergo a journey till they come back, no matter how tired they are, the sleep will never come until they peace. When their relationship with Allah become that strong, then Allah Ta'ala says, no matter what happens, no matter what happens, I will not allow you to sleep to make salah because you become so close to me. You are not my friend. You are being my good friend now. The good do what Allah Ta'ala says. So that's how it is. So this is a very important thing, the condition of how that person changes his way, the changes for religion must change also. The change for religion must come into you, it begins to sit. That will, everything will become difficult, but when he starts, everything in the road to Allah is difficult, but when he starts, you don't say in a matter of the world, you know this is difficult, you leave it. You say, no, you leave it. You never leave it. It's not very difficult. No. You start doing, so you start carrying on. You're doing everything like that. You make sure you do it continuously. No, it's difficult. Slowly what happens? You become part of it. You don't become so easy. Likewise, a part of Allah Ta'ala too. It may be difficult in the beginning, no doubt, no, it's difficult because it's not part of your life. But once you become part of your life, it's no more difficult at all. Now it becomes difficult to leave it. Difficult to leave it. But the Thani Rahmanullah gives a very nice example. He says that, you know, a person walks in a long straight and right hand, then right and left hand side, there's trees. So much of trees that when a person looks right through, there's no road to it at all. There's no road at all. Now he thinks that there's no road there, what he'll do, he says, I'm not going to go forward. But when he comes to realize this much that, you know, those trees are in the way, but when I let me go past, the door is open. But he says, no, I don't want to move. I want to stay in the same place. What's going to happen? He'll lose out. He get nothing out of it. But next person says, no, that let me see, the road must be open somehow. And he carries on going, and the road is open. But like that, you think the road is not open because of trees on both sides. But he continuously going forward, what happened to him? The road opens for him all the time. But in case he sits down the way, he says, no, I'm not going to go forward now. What's going to happen? He lost everything. Likewise, the road to Allah, Ta'ala to. Run toward Allah, Allah will hold you. You do not know how Allah is waiting to hold you. But you are not here to run towards Him. Run towards Him, He'll run towards you, He'll grab you. And when Allah grabs you, then you come to know what you are, where you are. And once you become His, what does He want? What does He want? But this is the way it's supposed to be, that all the time. When a person comes to realize, he said, you know, I was a foolish person, I was walking and I was going across, and I realized, oh, my eyes deceived me. Thing was all open for me. And then he started carrying on walking. And that's how he comes to realize. Then he comes and he sees the road open, then how he's working more hard towards. I got everything open for me. Like for the road to Allah Ta'ala to. Everything open for me. Now Allah Ta'ala opened this road for me. I'm being namaz to. All the doors of sin is closing for me. What is happening to me? This is what you call the road to Allah Ta'ala. The good is opening, the bad goes away. The only thing is that with the continuously doing the thing all the time, the consistency is very important. This is what you call mujahida. This is what you call mujahida. Strive all the time. There is a road to Allah, there is strive 24 hours, you have to strive all the time. You miss one namaz, what was your condition? How did you feel about it? Did you do something here but you're not? That means you have not true love for Allah. You missed the namaz, at least if you missed the namaz, did I do something to reprimand myself? I should reprimand myself, I must not eat my food. I must not eat why I made this mistake. As the Ma'awiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu just missed one tajud namaz. For that whole day he cried so much, Allah loved that cry. Next day shaitan came, woke him up. See, you waking me up, yesterday you cried so much, Allah Ta'ala gave double reward. I don't want today when you cry, Allah, what will do for you? So if you have missed on salah like that, did you cry also? Did you show Allah Ta'ala that you get hurt for that? Or any sin that you commit to, did you hurt, get hurt? Ya Allah, I commit the sin, Allah forgive me. The remorse was in your heart or not? So the thing is this, there are certain things the Sharia does to tell you to do, which helps you, will assist you to become more closer to Allah. And there's two things which is very, very important. The road to Allah, there are two things. One is talk less and meet less. Talk less. Anyone wants to go near the Allah Ta'ala, to reach Allah Ta'ala, these two things, it's, I say, it's farz, it's compulsory. Because these two things, if you can abide to it 24 hours properly, talk less. Talk less. Do not talk at all. Why do you open your mouth? For what did you open your mouth? After that, you regret, it makes no sense at all. You open your mouth against your wife. You gave her the 3 talaq, then you regret. You regret all your life. You remember you open your mouth and you show disrespect your mother and father. You spoke in khalas. Why did you open it? You made a deal on something and you go against your deal. Why did you? In other words, this tongue is the one in the hadith is mentioned that many people, or many men, most of the people will be turned upside down in Jahannam because of this tongue. Many people be thrown into Jahannam because of the tongue. This tongue is the cause of all the harms. Why did you use that? That's why it's very important to train ourselves at all times to not to speak. The Buzurgan-e Deen, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, in his Khanqa, he made sure that no one is allowed to speak to anyone. One person was, we had a contact with the Buzurg, and he used to talk so much, talk so much, talk so much. So he said, Ustad, don't become bad to you. So you don't come back. Only one advice I'm giving you. Keep your mouth quiet. Don't talk. That is the most difficult thing. All difficult. Because this tongue of yours will leave like, you know, it moves like the scissors, you know. The scissors works, that's how the tongue works also. It doesn't mean there's no end to it. Remember, there's no end to your tongue. But this tongue here can cause the good Jannah too. And this tongue will cause you to Jahannam. You do not know what this tongue can cause you to. So it so happened, the most important thing is talk less. And you have to train yourself, train yourself, train yourself. For example, I told one friend of mine, he talks too much. I told him, you're talking too much. He said, yeah, I talk too much. I said, every time you talk to me, you 100 grand. I'm still waiting for 100 grand. Just to tell you how important it is not to talk. Not to talk. Talk to Allah. Talk to Allah. You make zikr. Read Quran. No, you want to talk to this friend and that friend, all kind of friends. Gapshap. You know something, the road to Allah Ta'ala, there is no friend is Allah. And you want to go near to Allah Ta'ala, there are no friends. The only friend that you have will remind you of Allah Ta'ala. So the tongue is so bad. People going out, you know. I don't want to say that. Just to tell you what it is, that when you make mujahida, it's very important that, you see, when the person, one is to eat less. Eat less. Why they say eat less? But don't look in a buzuk's kitabs, that buzuk ate one, only one khajur, let me do that too. They're eating with something else, or eating something. We must eat nicely. Stomach full, not heart full. Whenever you eat, because that's the first thing that you do. When you eat, eat less. When you eat less means, when the time came, you know, alhamdulillah, you ate well, and then something else came now. Now is your eyes looking at it. Now look at your stomach. Now this is looking too nice now. Try not to eat the thing at all. Because now it is my nafs overtaking me. How are you going to control your nafs? Because once you begin to overeat, two things will do. You become oblivious, you become ghafi. When a person eats too much, you will sleep too much. You sleep too much, you become lazy, you can't do anything too. But if a person got moderation in his life, he eats that all, then after he can force him to know Jazakallah. This may be keep him happy, take a small piece there to keep him happy. But as far as possible, you have control yourself. There's no such thing you become too fat too, you know what I mean? No such thing as, you know what I mean? You become lethargic. You can't do anything, but you become moderate in that way. By eating that much, that's all, you control yourself. You want to eat that thing, you know. There's a fight between yourself and your nafs. Hey, I want to eat that thing. I want to eat that. Eat it, it's too nice. At that time, I'm not eating. That is called eat less. Don't look at others, but how they're eating. That is something else. For us, if a person look at other books about the buzuk, they should not eat at all, then he won't remain buzuk at all. Then become so weak. Hazrat Tamir Rahman said very nicely, he said that do not look at the books. Nowadays, if you do follow that, what they are doing before, you become very sick. And whatever ibadah that you make, you lose that too. That's why they say how important it is that you must have someone to guide you, to tell you what you must do. You know, must not do anything on your own. You must have someone to guide you. So how important it is. So the eating less must be there too. Everything eating less to that extent. Talking less is a Muslim. Talking less is so important that do not meet people unnecessarily. Because remember one thing, when a person got up talking all the time, you get into treating, telling lies, you begin backbiting, and then you must know all kind of thoughts. There's no way you'll be able to stop that person. You will not benefit at all. Whatever benefit you derive from making zikr, making that all washes away. That's why they say, stay alone, meet when it is very necessary. Very necessary to meet them with people. Then that's the only way you can come right. Otherwise you come to realize to desire to talk is something what happens. That man is talking, let me give my words to. Let me give my few friends, know my few words to. Let me show who I am to. That is pride too, and that shows you that you haven't got the confidence in you of talking. I'm only thinking about Hazrat, how he was, Allah. He said to us, when he was talking, why are you talking? One person answered to Hazrat, that man talking to me, but why are you talking? Why are you listening to him? You do your work. Everything Hazrat got an answer is your fault. So if you want to really move in this path of Allah, one is control your eating. Control it, the greed must not come into you, that nafs must not come into you. Nafs must be never part of you for 1 minute too. And secondly, this much that you must meet less. When you meet less, you talk less. But if you meet all the time, you talk too much. It doesn't mean now that wife talks, you don't talk to her. When a wife talks to you, keep her happy too. That is very important, keep her happy. You won't talk to her, but you talk to others. Keep happy, but always remember this much. Ghibat and all must not take place. If the wife, I know a friend of mine, you know he's so good. He tells his wife, if I make ghibat, you stop me. And you make ghibat, I stop you. So what is better than that? So she stops him and he stops. So in our discussion, talks and all, keep away from sins. Do not tell lies, all those things. Yes, but joke also. But joke the right things, not the wrong things. Talk the right things, keep the person's heart. Keep the person's heart. If someone come and talk to you, do not snub him. Talk to him, listen to him, to keep his heart. That does not mean that becomes anything talkless. To keep someone's heart is very important. But I'm talking of, you know, getting this all this together and try to talk unnecessary, all futile talks, all gafshab you call it, that's all nonsense. You're not going to do any good for you. If you want your Islam to take place, Mahadur today and the Talmud says, four things. But in the four things, two things very important. Talk less and meet less. If you got these two things in you, you got everything. And that is the true road to suluk. You can make zikr, you can read Quran, you can do everything. But you haven't got these two things. The nur that comes in that goes away. So Allah Ta'ala has subdued for a month with perfect blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. اللهم إنا لعبدك وشكرك وحسن الظن. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور الدنيا وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد. رحمة الله.